From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. For the first time ever, the Austin City Limits Festival had to cancel all of its shows yesterday. That was because of heavy rains that have soaked Central Texas. There have been reports of 12 inches of rain, more rain in the forecast for the next several days. Joining us is David Brown, senior producer and reporter for Here and Now contributor station KUT in Austin. David, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing, Jeremy?
Good. So tell us what the rain has been like.
It's funny. When it started raining really hard Sunday night, I should say, Saturday night into Sunday morning, my little girl, she's 3 years old, she ran into the bedroom and she said, "Daddy, is this real rain?" Yeah, it's real rain, all right, although it was sort of surreal at moments. You'd see the sheets coming down for a while, and then all of a sudden, You know how the street lamp illuminates rain sometimes. It came down so thick, you could barely see the light. It was as if a river of water was coming at the window. I thought maybe the window, it might break or shatter or something. It was pretty frightening to me. Now, it didn't go that way all night long, but the intensity of it was really epic. It was quite a sight.
Has there been damage?
Been quite a bit of damage, most of it flooding to bedrooms and living rooms, a lot of reports all over town. In fact, the relief companies, these companies that try to clean up after flooding, they've just been overwhelmed. You can't, when you call in, they're just not answering phones anymore. The Office of Emergency Management here, they receive so many calls all at once that they kicked in a special emergency response unit to try to coordinate all activities. Now, a lot of that has subsided, and now it's pretty much cleanup, but the rain continues to fall, and the forecast is not looking good.
And, David, how big of a deal is it that this day of festivities at Austin City Limits had to be canceled? I see that Lionel Richie and Tom York were scheduled to perform and were unable to do so as scheduled.
Well, as scheduled, I guess, is the operative phrase there, because it turns out an enterprising high-tech entrepreneur was able to snag Lionel Richie for a house concert in front of 50 people, since he wasn't doing anything else that night.
Those lucky
Tom
50.
York, sorry?
Those lucky 50 people.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Tom York actually did end up playing band Adams for Peace. He was able to play at the Moody Theater, and they were able to get word out quickly over social media, $10 a ticket. So it was kind of a special event for some people, but obviously a big disappointment for most folks. And C3, the company that organizes Lollapalooza and the Austin City Limits Music Fest, they say that everyone's going to be refunded for the cancellation of day three. Unprecedented. It's going to cost them about $5.5 million, according to some estimates.
There is a headline in the Dallas Morning News today: "Every drop helps, but the rains won't dent North Texas's drought." So this is not going to be helpful for your drought?
No, not really. That's not a drought buster, was the phrase that people are using around here. I have heard just within the past couple of minutes that Lady Bird Lake, which is that beautiful lake that bifurcates Austin, Texas, that is up by 2 feet as a result of the rains.
Wow.
And we still haven't seen the last of it, because it's going to take 2 or 3 days for all the tributaries to feed into the lakes around here. Nonetheless, we've been, suffering through a decades-long drought, actually the longest drought in Texas history, and this is not going to get us close to where we need to be.
David Brown at KUT in Austin, Texas. David, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.